Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
You're listening to All About Healing. I'm your host, Emily Francis, and we have the fabulous producer, Jay, on the line with us, who I am always forever grateful for and never, ever want to forget that Jay is the reason that this show happens. So thank you. Thank you, Jay, for always being there. And it's Wednesday. What is this? It is Wednesday, May 12th, which means that my book just went live. So Healing Ourselves Whole just went live as of last night. And you can follow me. You can go to my website, healingourselveswhole.com, healingourselveswhole.com, and you can find out the next shows. I believe that I'm on a live show tomorrow through Facebook. So you can go to my Facebook page, Emily A. Francis with an IS, and follow me there and then catch on to the show. I want to thank you all for your support, and especially those of you that bought the book, and encourage you to buy the book if you haven't yet. And go to my website because you can get all the meditations for free and go along with the book and the journals as well. So there's my plug. I'm so happy and grateful, and I will be celebrating this night. All right. Tonight's guest, though, we have the creator of A Drop of Om. Her name is Damala Actican. She is an energetic wound healer, and I am very grateful to have her on the show tonight because there's a lot of talk about energetic wounds, and I want to jump right in with that. But she has a lot of healing little tricks of the trade and tools in her tool belt, but we're going to start really basic and simple. So, Damala, thank you for being here, and welcome to All About Healing.
I am so happy to be here, and congrats on your book.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm so excited. It is my fifth professionally published book, and I'm really, really thrilled with it. And it's the work you do alone. So you and I have a lot of similar stuff. I'm the creator of the Somatic Emotion Chart, which is your body emotions from almost 20 years of hands-on body work, Reiki, massage therapy, lymphatic drainage, a lot of different things. So I talk to the body, but I mostly talk to the muscles and the energy patterns in the body. But I'm looking at your website and your information, and you have a similar background and story, but they can work together hand in hand. So I want to talk about energetic wounds, first of all. What are they?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I'm looking forward to reading your book.
Thank you so much.
I'm always interested in new perspectives about healing, and I love how you said you talk to the body. And for me, I talk to the energy field. And when I say an energetic wound, what I mean is our lives leave marks on our bodies as well as our energy field, because we don't end on our skin. There's an electromagnetic, photonic, multidimensional field in and around us. And whenever you encounter a non-life-affirming or a non-life-supporting event in your life, in my experience, personally and through my clients, I know that it leaves a mark in you physically as well as energetically. So my work as an energetic healer is to find ways for you to figure out how you can begin to open up those tangled areas, take out what's there, so to speak, open up the box. And also, my life goal is to encourage people to begin to do this on their own through daily practices.
So I have a question. I want to start really, and it's interesting because I don't want to set you up as I ask this question. So let me start with my answer before I ask you yours, so that it's not this odd thing. I find that I don't really check into people's energy unless I have my hands on them or have expressed permission or have been asked to. But I know a lot of people that sort of tap into people's energy fields just upon meeting and don't necessarily feel like, hey, I shouldn't kind of look into this space, or, hey, I need to so I know how I'm going to get along with this person. So I want to know where you stand in that. If you are able to see energy in somebody, are people uncomfortable? Do they feel like you're always looking, or do you not actually check in unless it's a conversation that has been granted permission? Is that fair to ask?
Yes, yes. So you're talking about the boundary between the healer and the rest of the world. So for me, what you're describing is exactly true. When I encounter someone, or even as I think about them, they don't have to be sitting in front of me, I can sort of feel into the knots, the energetic wounds, as well as what's going well and what's not flowing so well. And I discovered that I could do that through my own healing process. And when it comes to sharing with that, I have a strict policy of not sharing what I see or sense or hear or notice unless the other person has explicitly asked me to. There are very few instances. For instance, like yesterday, I actually had a dream about a friend of mine, and I know she's going through grief. She recently lost her dad, so I did check in with her. But it wasn't in an effort to fix her or change her or help her move through the process. It was just me being a friend to her.
Yeah.
Because we live very far apart from each other, but I could sense and feel. And she did confirm that she was having a rough time. So absolutely, I mean, yes, I do. And if I find myself in a situation where, I don't know, I'm in a line, there's some tense energy, I might check in and, you know, try to figure out if things are safe for me and my daughter and my family. But other than that, and also as a healer, my intention, the agreement, if you will, that I make with the energetic world is, I don't want to and need to know anything and everything about you. I just want to know enough to be able to help you through it, because you're the one who decides to heal through our connection together. So absolutely, yes, there needs to be a boundary between healers and everyone else, because otherwise it's just, first of all, it's too much information, and then it's not useful to you as a healer or to anyone else.
I agree with that. You know, because I find that when I start to tell the work that I do, some people will step a step back or to the side and go, oh, my God, what have you been thinking about me? Or what do you see? Or what did you hear? And it's like, oh, I haven't even opened that up. You're not on my table. My hands are not touching you. I have not asked for permission. I'm not in that space. And so I'm really, really, I keep a better guard now than I used to, now that I know how, if that makes sense. You know, where I don't I feel random people, but I don't feel people that I know. Like I do, because there is this thing, and I think you probably feel this way too. There are certain people that I meet that I have to tell you I will do whatever it takes to never be around them ever. Like as soon as I feel them, I know they are not to be in my world. They're not to be in my space. They're just not. And you cannot talk me into it. I'm not going. And I've always been that way, and it makes people a little bit crazy because they think that I'm really quick to judge. But it's not that I'm quick to judge. I'm quick to understand my instincts. And if they definitely don't resonate with me or, you know, make me have the prickles, I'm not going. And then there's other people that I meet that I want in my life instantly because I can see their energy and feel them and know that I want them around me. So so what I want to know then, if you and I, or even since you don't have to do it in person, but if you're around somebody and they're interested in your work, well, not even your work, how do you see the energy? Let's start there. How do you see it around somebody?
Well, I'm clairaudient, so I'm clairvoyant to a degree, but it's not that I physically see, I mean, occasionally I do see the contours of the aura, but more than that, I hear. So the moment someone signs up to work with me, I'm sure you experience the same thing. The gears start to turn, and just you know, maybe 10, 15 minutes before we're about to get together, because I don't want to hold on to that information for too long, I just check in to sort of see where we're going to start. What's the most alarming, like what chakra has the most alarming issue? That's the question I ask, and that's the answer that I get. And that gives me a lot of information to start. And then I sort of leave it to the rest of our conversation and our process, whether we use crystal healing, sound healing, EFT tapping, what have you, to unfold naturally as a co-creative process. And in that process, actually, once we dive in, I actually more often than not start with the body and ask the body where she or he wants us to start, and we work with that energetic. And then I begin to see symbols and some, I might see some stories playing themselves out, and I share them along during the conversation if I feel they're relevant to the issue, if I feel it will help the person open up a little bit more or deal with the issue a little better. So that's my process. And then the way I actually do it more and more is I don't like telling too much. And then occasionally I might do like a card reading where I feel we need to have some symbols to pass along the message. But other than that, more often than not, I'm taking a step back from telling people what I see versus guiding them to experience it and see it and feel it and hear it themselves. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense, and I love that. That's happening because of your length of experience. That changes over time, yes. I think.
Yeah, I agree. Because it's not, you know, I'm not interested. I know I have a certain ability. I'm an intuitive empath, and I can feel a lot. But it's not about me showing my abilities. It's about
right.
what would help you. And I've found that if people are able to see that rock in their heart, see that cloud of blackness in their throat, you know, I don't have to say, you have an issue in your fifth chakra in your throat, versus them feeling it and seeing it when they close their eyes is a whole lot more powerful. And then I help them, you know, disperse it and deal with it.
You know, it's so interesting. I love talking to people like you who are authentic in this work. And I'm quite clairaudient myself. And it's an interesting practice because really my practice doesn't happen until my hands are on somebody. And then all kinds of things take over. But I don't practice it unless my hands are making contact. But when they do, I get like a radio dial in my head. And so all around their body, I get different songs with different lyrics that I have to listen to understand where they're at. And then as they start to shift and release some of the things, the songs change. And not only do I hear lyrics, but I hear different musical sounds according to their energy. And I remember hearing an interview years ago from Sting. And he said that whenever he meets somebody, he hears musical instruments, and that's how he gauges sort of who they are or what kind of energy they present. And it's interesting because I'll get the most random songs in my head, and I used to think they were random, and now I know they're a guide. But it's fascinating. It's really neat, but it's also fascinating to me the way that somebody's body chooses to communicate to the listener. Because the person that's you know, governing that body, 9 times out of 10, has no idea that this communication is happening. And then our job is to help them learn how, so that they can start to listen to their own body language and their own body music. I mean, it's even like, you know that movie Happy Feet with the penguins, and everybody has their own soul song? It's that. Like, everybody has some way that their body communicates, and our job is to help facilitate the bridge so that you can actually be introduced formally into that communication style that your body is holding, which is one of the most beautiful treasures in the world to be able to help. But it all happens because we did the work first. So tell me a little bit about your own journey to becoming who you are.
Yeah, I'll do that. I love what you just said. I want to comment on a few things.
Okay.
Absolutely. When I feel like when I connect with a client, there is a greater intelligence in work. And when I say that, I don't mean in a religious sense, but their systems, their energetic systems, already know what it is we're going to work on. And my job is to, you know, hear that and translate that in a way that the person can understand. But going back to the music, it's so interesting that you say that, because I hear that too, not necessarily with clients. I actually, oftentimes during my day, I wake up hearing a song, and through the lyrics or through the timing of you know, when that song has entered my life, I know for me it's a healing message. I know there is something that's coming, I don't know, from my high school years.
I know what you're saying.
LA,
yeah.
Or that there's a certain lyric that I need to pay attention to. And going back to
Now I do have to interrupt you. Hang on.
Go ahead.
Before you get to the next thought, what we just talked about with the songs and then how you wake up and you hear them and then you know it's like it's basically bringing back some sort of happiness, that's the foundation of my work into the muscle memory. That joy has been embedded into the muscle memory. And that the reason we can prove it is because you hear a certain song and you go back in time and you're back in the space. You smell the cigarettes or the perfume or the flowers. You smell the laundry of your boyfriend's or girlfriend's shirt. You are back in that space. You've transported, but you're fully embraced in the bliss experience. That went into your muscle memory. That governs the physiological response of joy. And that's the same stuff. So what you're talking about and the foundation of my work are just different verbiage to the same exact findings. I think that's so cool. Had to say it. Now you can go into the next part.
And I was going to say, which is going to tie with what you just said perfectly, because you mentioned your download starts the moment you hit the body or touch the body with your hand.
Uh-huh.
And for me, the moment I make that mental connection or energetic connection with a client, and I think in that sense, as healers, we are also creating that muscle memory in us. More and
yeah.
more, the more and more you do this, the more and more that you can sort of decide when an information is going to come through and how long that's going to go on and how you can set the boundary afterwards, which I think is really cool.
That is really cool. I love that. It's like our work is, I think that Kelly Walden is who introduced us. And she just has a book out called Humanist Luminous, by the way, people. And I think she is our connector person that wanted you and I to meet many months back, if not last year. And now that I have you on, I totally understand why she wanted us to meet. Because it's like we have this work from different places that really overlap each other. And it's
yes.
really, it's profound because, you know, one of the things that I find is hard is to find authentic people to work with our bodies in the location that we are. Now, I know you do distance, but I still really like to see people in real life as well. And I find it for people that are lost and really, really struggling, trying to find the right person to help them gauge and communicate within their own system. Those are really few and far between. So you do work distance, correct?
Yes. Yes, that's.
And where do you live?
Mainly.
I live
on the East Coast, north of Boston, but I work with people all over the place. And for me, what you're describing, like connecting with the body, starting there with the energetic healing process, that's the exact basis or the starting point. And then we can go a whole, you know, we can go to the quantum realm, we can go to ancestors, we can do all sorts of things, but that's the body tells you what's next and what's next and what's next.
I agree with that. So where can people find you that can come and work with you?
I have my website, as you were saying at the beginning. My website is at dropofom.com, A-D-R-O-P-O-F-O-M. www.healingsoulmates.com. And that came to me in a dream once upon a time, the name. It drops of all, my name, Damla, in Turkish means the droplet. And it's all about you recognizing that you're an energetic being like a drop of Om, living in a sea of Om or a sea of vibration, and taking responsibility of your droplet and making sure that you are tending to your needs and healing your wounds. And I have a variety of options that you can work with me. I have some online courses. I have a membership where you can receive 3 monthly energetic healings with me, which is super affordable, or you can choose to work with me privately. So there are lots of options there people can check out. And I have a podcast called Conversations with Healers that I'm hoping to have you on very soon.
Yes.
Which is exactly what you're mentioning. To me, this connection with another healer is so sacred, and I love these types of conversations. So I really, really look forward to having you on.
I look forward to being on. I went onto your schedule and I tried to give a date, but then I couldn't plug in a time. So we have to talk before you actually hang up so that we can nail down a time. So you are in Massachusetts. Yes. You are in Massachusetts. Holds a lot of space for a lot of amazing, amazing people that do hands-on work over there. But we got to take a quick commercial break. But we are on with Damla, and she is the founder of A Drop of Om, O-M, Om, adropofom.com. And you guys are listening to All About Healing. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Emily A. Francis offers you a unique approach to healing that works directly within the memory systems of your body. Healing Ourselves Whole is a groundbreaking interactive book containing everything you need to clean your emotional house from top to bottom, including journal prompts and audio meditations, all to help you dig deep into your past, change the dialogue, and let go of the pain and trauma to have a joyful and fully empowered life. Find out more at EmilyAFrancisBooks.com and buy Healing Ourselves Whole at Amazon.com now.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path to Physical, Emotional, Energetic, and Spiritual Wellness can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
ASMC, the premier German company that supplies everything for adventure, from outdoor clothes to outdoor gear, even backpacks. Lots of quality and lots of specials. To start your adventure, go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ASMC.
You may never totally understand this man-woman emotional connection thing, but now you can understand your muscles' emotional connection in regards to your health. That's right, your muscles have an emotional connection. And if you want an easy-to-use blueprint to understand your muscles' emotion, then get Emily A. Francis's book, The Body Heals Itself. It helps you activate and heal your muscles on an emotional level. So indeed, The Body Heals Itself. Plus, it's filled with tools you can use immediately. Find out more at EmilyAFrancisBooks.com. Buy The Body Heals Itself now.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to All About Healing. I'm your host, Emily Francis. If this is your first time listening to All About Healing, may I welcome you and say thank you for spending the time with us and for coming out here and giving us your attention and your hearts and your love. I hope this is an entertaining show for you, and I hope that you return and come back. For those of you that have been listening constantly, I am so grateful to you, and I love you, and I send you big love from beautiful, sunny Malta, my new home out here. You guys know that I moved here this summer, and it's really gotten beautiful over here, so I send you some Mediterranean energy. If you don't follow me on Instagram, please do, because I put up a lot of videos of the sea. So I'm at Emily A. Francis on Instagram, and I'm also at My Malta Life. And those Instagrams are really about food and luxury and beauty of Malta, My Malta Life. So if you haven't started following my blog over there at My Malta Life, please do. All right, so today we have the creator of adropofom.com. Her name is Damala Aktekin, A-K-T-E-K-I-N. And the first name Damala is D-A-M-L-A, Damala. So I'm loving having you on. I love your energy. I think you're beautiful, radiant, glorious. And I want to talk about the different tools that you use. And I want to start with tuning forks because I should know a lot more about them than I do. And I would like to take this time to learn the basics and why someone would choose to use the tuning forks in their healing space.
Well, tuning forks pick up the energy in your field. And it's the music you say that you hear when you're touching someone's body. It's just another way of hearing that music for someone who may not be as much in tune as you. So when you place the tuning fork in the field, it's going to change tune when you hit a gnarly spot. And the method that I use, I should credit Eileen McCusick. She's the creator of Biofield Tuning, and that's the method I use, which is based on finding these disturbances in the field and very gently resolving and neutralizing those charges and adding any stuck charge back into the body. So that's what I do with tuning forks.
Okay, now let me ask this, and I'm not putting you on the spot to challenge this. How do you use it for a distance healing? Do you use it around your own body and channel theirs, or how are you using the tuning forks to find the gnarly spots in their energy distance-wise?
It's very similar to if I had someone in my office, I would have them lie on the massage table and move to about 6 feet out when their energy field would stop. And then you move the tuning fork from 6 feet out towards the body. And when we're connecting on a distance healing, what I do is I have a crystal on my table in place of a body, and I don't quite go 6 feet out because I can sort of minimize that distance to the length of my desk, and I can do it seated, which is actually much gentler on my body. And again, I find the edge of the field and move towards the center of the body. Does that answer your question?
It does. Now I want to know what you do to charge those crystals to make sure that they're clear and free of anybody else's energy and ready for the session.
Yeah, my approach with crystals is that I approach them as vibrational structures that are similar to me. I'm hesitant to use vibrational beings as a word because you don't necessarily have to go to that level, but I'm very respectful of them, and I'm also very conscious that any intention I hold around them is going to apply to them, which actually makes it very easy. I just use sage smoke. I pass them through sage mm-hmm. smoke to clear them, but I know, having done this enough and having had a personal practice with crystal healing, and I actually teach crystal healing in an online course, that it's not necessarily the smoke that clears and refreshes your crystal. It's your intention. We are quantum, multidimensional beings, and we can do so much more than our brains can conceptualize. So it's actually your being, the being that's bigger than your skin, that does the clearing. That's how I see it, I should add.
I love that. I stick mine out under the full moon on occasion, too, to really supercharge. Now, you know, it's interesting to me because I learned under a crystal wizard. Really, he was like a real-life wizard that I can't believe was actually real. Who's not on the planet anymore, but he was the number one seller on all of eBay of crystals. And I would go to his house and sit on these large buckets of different stones and really feel the energy. And then he would, like, quiz me on all these stones. And what I started to learn is that the stones communicate. They actually have that property of energy and vibration where if they aren't resonating with that person or with another stone, they'll let you know. And it's interesting to me because people that work with crystals all understand this. We all get each other, right? There's no, like, I have to talk you into this. But then you have other people that think this is, like, the craziest thing in the world, but then they wear jewelry and very specific jewelry. And there's, like, over 800 references to stones in the Bible. And yet people think this is, you know, hooky-dooky, new agey, whatever, but they go back as old as time. How do you present the methodology and the healing properties of crystals to someone who is not at all versed?
Yeah.
How do you, like,
first
what would you say
all,
to really introduce
define,
that?
I don't define this crystal does this or this crystal says this to me. I'm not interested in doing that. What I'm interested in is, I see them as vibrational structures. And in life, when I encounter another vibrational structure, like another human being, when I meet them, I don't ask them, what are you good for? What are your uses? What's your blood count? What can you do for me? What I do is I greet them and I introduce myself. And if they're willing, they introduce themselves. And then we enter into a verbal conversation, which is also an energetic conversation. And I do the exact same thing for my crystals, and I teach doing the exact same thing to people who learn crystal healing from me because, like you said, there is a nonverbal communication already happening, and if you add consciousness and intention to that, as well as respect and love, well, I always say crystal healing is all about love, creating a loving connection, cultivating that connection over time. When you do that, the same crystal that is said to be like rose quartz, that is said to go only to the heart chakra or only to do this, is going to surprise you and it's going to communicate to you and come in handy in all sorts of beautiful ways, opening up the doors to your quantum communications with your soul helpers, your ancestors. So there's so much we can go into, but just treat them respectfully and lovingly would be my answer.
I loved your answer. In fact, nobody's ever answered that way. And I like it. I like that you said, you know, when I walk up to people, I don't say, what's your blood count? What do you do for me? And it just makes so much sense that I've never even,
yeah.
I love that. I love your perspective on this. All right, we got another commercial break, but don't go away, everybody. We have Damala Aktekin still on with us for one more session. And then Emily's Energy Corner will be after that. She is the founder of A Drop of Ohm, and you can find her at adropofohm.com, and you can work with her one-on-one. Don't go away, everybody. You're listening to All About Healing, and we will be right back.
Trauma or joy, shame or happiness, guilt or empowerment. Let Emily's new book, Healing Ourselves Whole, be the bridge to help you release negative emotions to help you heal on every level to create more joy, more health, and more vitality. Our body knows what we might forget. It's time to rearrange your inner conversation into spectacular health and happiness, and Healing Ourselves Whole is your step-by-step guide. Find out more at EmilyAFrancesBooks.com and buy Healing Ourselves Whole at Amazon.com now.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path to Physical, Emotional, Energetic, and Spiritual Wellness can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information, Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
You may never totally understand this man-woman emotional connection thing, but now you can understand your muscles' emotional connection in regards to your health. That's right, your muscles have an emotional connection. And if you want an easy-to-use blueprint to understand your muscles' emotion, then get Emily A. Francis's book, The Body Heals Itself. It helps you activate and heal your muscles on an emotional level. So indeed, the body heals itself. Plus, it's filled with tools you can use immediately. Find out more at EmilyAFrancisBooks.com. Buy The Body Heals Itself now.
The Bright Side of Talk, HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to All About Healing. I hope you are enjoying the show as much as I am. We have creator and founder of A Drop of Om, O-M, and that's a sacred, beautiful, vibrational sound. If you are not familiar with it, if you practice yoga or other healing arts, you know it well. adropofom.com. And this is Damla Akdakin. Now, Damla, people that listen to my show know that it's really important to me to give the guest the floor for at least a couple of minutes, because everybody that agrees to come on to the show has a message, and that is why they want to be here, is to deliver that message directly into the ears of the audience. And sometimes I can get overly excited and take you away from that original message, or and then you hang up and you forget and wish that you would have gotten to say it. So I'm going to step back and give you the floor to make sure that you do get to share with people what you want them to remember and know from you directly.
That's beautiful. I want them to remember that, first of all, not everyone has the resources, the time, or the availability to go work with a healer like me privately. I wish they did. And I wish I had the opportunity and the time to be able to heal everyone, but I know that's not possible. So it's really important to me that people realize that they can begin their energetic wound healing process with daily practices. The daily practice could be crystal healing. You only need one crystal to get started. And you can go to my website. I have a crystal healing mix. Free mini email course that will get you started. I have a crystal healing journal, which is super affordable, that you can buy and get started right away. But just remember, there's so much available to you that you can tap into, even if it is taking that one crystal and just sitting with it. Take it in your palms, close your eyes, stick with it, but keep sitting with it every single day for 5 minutes. And let it communicate with you. Communicate with it. Ask it questions. When you're asking a crystal questions, by the way, you're not just invoking their vibrational essence. You're asking questions to yourself as well. So the daily practices, like the daily drops of Om, they accumulate and they make a huge difference in your life. Not just in your life, but to the lives of everyone who's living with you and around you. The healing, taking responsibility and taking charge of your energetic wounds is so important. Please don't delay it. Please don't postpone it. Please don't find excuses of time, resources, or availability. You can make this happen when you decide to make it happen. And if you're guided to work with me, by all means, you can find me. I have an energetic wound quiz on my website, which tells you what your energetic wounds are and how they may show up in your life. So that's a starting point. You can see what wounds might be playing themselves out without you realizing. And once you realize, for a long time in my life, I didn't even know that I had energetic wounds. But once I knew, I was dedicated to healing them, and that's what I want for you.
Kate, thank you for that. That's beautiful. And, you know, I think that we did this at the beginning, but I kind of want you to do it again. An energetic wound if somebody's listening to that or reading those words, energetic wound, take me to the most basic place of explaining what that is.
It's anything that's not life-affirming and life-supporting. And I say that because an energetic wound might not always be physical abuse or verbal abuse. It can be just how you perceive a certain situation, how your system sort of coiled into itself when someone said something that they thought were was innocent when you were a child. So we carry these patterns of vibration that kept us stuck, small, and protected in a way, but they no longer serve us now. So you need to find ways to unwind those gnarly places and take out and look at those feelings and decide if this is something you still want to wear as a garment on your energetic being, or you want to change into something lighter, perhaps. And that's the opportunity and the possibility I represent and work on offering to my clients as a healer.
So interesting, because you know what? That's the same thing that fascia does. The fascia is your body's pantyhose, and it covers your muscles and it covers your organs, but it has an ability to unwind and to wind up based on the and fascia. Even though fascia is a real substance, like in Chinese medicine, they believe that the meridian channels run along the matrix of the fascia.
And
what you're describing is...
Yeah, I was just going to say fascia, to my knowledge, is piezoelectric, just like crystals, and looks very much like the inside of a crystal. If you, that's how I see it. When I look at a quartz, all these different lines that go through it, it reminds me of the inner structure of the human body.
Yes. Well, I don't think God did anything randomly, you know, or the universe, you know, whatever word you want to use in place. You know, I think everything is connected and everything is a representation of something else. So it's very fascinating to me how similar our work is, but under very different lineage and verbiage, which I love because I think there's a million ways to go into healing, first of all. And I think that the role is to find, for the person looking for the help, the big thing is to find the right person that can connect and dialogue the way that you can receive the message. And that's the important part, because
absolutely,
not everybody speaks the same language energetically.
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes it takes time to find that person. So don't give up. Keep trying. And then sometimes
exactly right.
It might be that, you know, I as a healer might say, okay, we've done a lot of energetic work. It's now time for you to do some body work. So that's also possible for you to switch from modality to modality to deepen your healing.
You know, I actually have a book out called Whole Body Healing before this last one. So it's a book that released 2 years ago, and it's called Whole Body Healing because I believe that in order to heal fully, you have to approach the physical body, the emotional body, the energy body, and the spirit body. And I don't believe they're exactly the same, and I believe they have different people that govern those areas, that understand those areas, and help you work through those areas. And so the book, Whole Body Healing, takes you through what that even means and who's out there for work under those different categories. Because you're right, you know, you might focus a whole lot on the energy for a really long time and realize that you've missed the physical or that you've missed the emotional, because energy and emotion, they interlace incredibly tightly, but they are not the same. So if there's an emotional imbalance, that's where the psychotherapies and the talk therapists and the hypnotherapists and the EMDR therapies, that's where those fit. And then the energy, that's where people like Damla, that's where people like your yoga teacher, your Qigong teacher, your Tai Chi teacher, your prana practitioner, pranic medicine, your Native American indigenous medicine, your herbal. It's more than that. It's, you know, under the energetic, it's Chinese medicine. It's Ayurvedic. There's so much there. But they, you know, nobody can know everything about everything. So you go to the different people that learn that space. And then hopefully you guys line up when the communication that your body needs is being received by the person that can communicate and then help you to communicate yourself. Because at the end of the day, after all of this, you are your greatest healer. You yourself. You are the one that makes the agreement or not.
Yeah, and I want to add to that, Emily. I absolutely agree. I want to add to that, you already have a guidance system. I don't want people to hear, you know, all these different alternative therapies and just get overwhelmed with wanting to try them all or feeling like they have to. I think that just following what you're drawn to, your curiosity, is the key. So if you listen to this interview, if you're drawn to me, or maybe if they're drawn to Emily, or to you, Emily, so just follow that curiosity, see where that takes you. Maybe you're meant to just read one blog post on my website, and that's it. Maybe we're meant to work together, maybe we're not. But just follow where your curiosity and longing is leading you, and you're going to be okay.
Love that. I love that, and I fully agree with that. And it, well, yeah, I was not trying to overwhelm people. That's why I actually have it in a book. What places to go for you? Dama, it's been such a pleasure having you on, and I look forward to having you back again. And you guys, don't go away. Emily's Energy Corner is coming up next.
Trauma or joy, shame or happiness, guilt or empowerment. Let Emily's new book, Healing Ourselves Whole, be the bridge to help you release negative emotions to help you heal on every level to create more joy, more health, and more vitality. Our body knows what we might forget. It's time to rearrange your inner conversation into spectacular health and happiness, and Healing Ourselves Whole is your step-by-step guide. Find out more at EmilyAFrancesBooks.com and buy Healing Ourselves Whole at Amazon.com now.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path to Physical, Emotional, Energetic, and Spiritual Wellness, can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
If you have low vision or are blind, then listen up. There's now high visibility trendy sports clothing available just for you. At AwareWolfGear.com, you'll find attractive, stretchy, warm hoodies, headgear, leggings, even kids' wear to fit the duality of blindness, the need to be seen without drawing needless attention. Check out these trendy clothes for yourself or for someone you know at AwareWolfGear.com. That's AwareWolfGear.com. AwareWolfGear.com.
Music, information, and friends. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. It's that time, Emily's Energy Corner. It's been a little while. It's been a little while since I got to just talk to you one-on-one, off the cuff, because as you know, I think, but you know, I don't plan for the Energy Corner. I listen to what the energy is and then try to take it there. So before I go into the message and place that I want to go, which is down into our bodies today, I do want to plug myself one more time. The book, Healing Ourselves Whole, is out, is officially out as of today, as of this show. It actually released yesterday. So I encourage you, ask you, beg you to support me in it and consider buying a copy or telling a friend that would enjoy it to buy a copy. Every chapter is an emotion that your body stores. There are four heavy emotions. That is trauma, shame, guilt, and grief. Then there is an action bridge to help get you across, and the action bridge is suppress, which keeps you down, process, and release into the fabulous four, which is the other side of healing that we oftentimes too many times forget. That is happy, joy,
connected and empowered. Those are so important, and it's the second half of the book. So it's not just about pain and trauma. It's about finding your way into understanding the way that your body stores happiness and joy and learning how to work with your body to become connected deep inside and then taking that connectedness and joy out into the world, which is empowered. And every chapter gives a nice, good intro, a very lengthy meditation, and the meditations are written, but they're also free and audio on my website. I did them with a producer in Georgia who was a hypnotherapist, and the music that he created is really, really nice. I'm super excited. His name is Mark Van Allen. He's a wonderful musician and producer, and together he and I rocked it out before I moved to Malta, like days before I moved to Malta. I'm really happy with it, and the meditations go live right now. They are live and available, and the journals, so if you want to write more, are available as well. So there's that. So for the energy corner, let's take a ride inside our bodies today. I cannot take you through a meditation because you might be driving. And if you're driving, I don't want to be the reason that you're not driving well and healthy. But I do want you to still do some tapping into your body. So where you are right now, wherever you're sitting, standing, lying down, wherever, I don't want you to try to fidget away and think, ooh, I got to relax now, she's talking. I want you to just take note. What are your feet doing right now? Are they flat? Are they scrunched? Do you have your toes pushing down? Are your toes flat and relaxed? Is the arch of your foot off the floor, but the pads and the heels are touching comfortably? Are your feet parallel or are they out to each side? Just pay attention. You don't have to move anything. I just want you to look at them, look and feel them. Are they relaxed? And if they are not relaxed, I ask you to please soften them up right now. Soften those toes. Let everything go and take the tension out. And notice how different your feet feel from what you just noted at the beginning versus where they are now. Going up your ankles, into your knees, into your hips, your whole legs, are they relaxed? Or are you shaking that foot or going up and down with your knees? Are you sitting cross-legged? Are you sitting in a chair? Are you lying down? What are your legs doing right now? And if they could relax, which I hope they can, what position do they take? Simple stuff, right? But it's things that we don't think about. I want you to actually take your energy and your awareness to your tailbone right now. Where is it? Where is it facing? Is it comfortable? Are you leaning back on it so that you're kind of bruising up against it? Or is it straight and able to expand a little bit? Your hip bones, are they squared to each other? If you're sitting at a desk or in front of a computer, are they squared to the computer? Are your shoulders squared to the computer? Because if you are sitting at a computer, please square them. What are your shoulders doing right now? Are they up? Are they tense? Are they rounded forward? Have we lost our way with posture? What is your spine doing right now? Is it fully activated, all the way lengthened and open? Your arms and hands and fingers, what are you doing with your arms? Please tell me you're not crossing your arms while you're listening to this. That would hurt me for you. If you are, send me an email. Let's have a talk. Drop the arms. Let them go. Be relaxed. Even if they're sitting on the desk, just put them someplace that just softens everything a little bit. Pay attention, though, to your hands, because people think they're relaxing, and they lay on the couch, and then I look at their hands, and they're almost like balled up like a fist. People don't even remember to let your fingers just soften and lengthen and let go. Don't hold anything. Don't hold any pretend things in your hands. Now, where is the top of your head, your crown? Is it facing up, or is your chin sticking up a little bit so that your crown can't really face directly up? Because what ideally that we want is that your chin tucks in slightly but not down so that the base of your skull is rounded instead of clamped down shut. Now, what are your ears feeling like right now? Is there a way that you could actually relax your ears and open them a little bit? And that goes with your jaws. Are your teeth touching in your mouth right now? Because a natural, healthy jaw, the teeth are 20 milliliters apart on a natural without thinking about it. And your tongue. What are you doing with your tongue right now? Because there's a couple different things you could do that could help you relax, and then it relaxes the lips and the jaws and the ears and the cheeks, all of it. You can put the tongue against the roof of your mouth comfortably with the tip of your tongue behind the two front teeth and then pull it back a little bit, just slightly. Or you can drop the tongue all the way flat to the bottom of the mouth. And do you find anything different with your breathing according to where your tongue rests in your mouth? Because I want your tongue to rest. And here's a little tidbit. When you take a bite of food, notice if you only chew on one side of your mouth. Or do you do it like you're supposed to, which is nobody ever teaches you this, to take a bite of food, divide it in two, and chew it equally on both sides of the mouth so that your jaws aren't out of balance or extra tight. If you chew gum or chew tobacco, do you put it in a certain area? Anything that you chew, notice where it sits in your mouth and how it sits. And I remember learning this from the TMJ training that I took, and she said, you know, when you stop for lunch, notice how you eat. Do you divide the food and let both sides of the mouth chew, or do you always chew on one side of the mouth? These are really small little things to check in. Consider them check-in stations in your body. So I'm going to take you through now. Check in to the top of your head, your forehead, your eyebrows. Check into your nose. Check into your lips. Make sure they're soft. Check into your tongue. Where is it resting? Make sure it's resting. Check into your chin. Bring it in slightly, but not down. But tuck it in just a little. Relax your ears. Feel your whole head start to soften up a little bit. Slow down the crazy chatter. Just kind of take yourself out for a minute and give yourself a break. Check in on your shoulders, your arms, your hands, and your fingers. Don't hold anything. Check in on your spine. Check in on your chest, the whole stomach area. You don't have to suck anything in. Get comfortable. The walking and the talking. Breathe in and let the navel expand. Breathe out and bring the navel back to the spine. Relax your bottom, your legs, and your feet. Notice your toes. That's just a quick, and that's just outside. Maybe next week, if you remind me, if somebody sends me an email, remind me, and we'll go deeper inside into the blood, the plasma, the fascia, all the good stuff. All right, please go to my website and order healingourselveswhole.com. You guys, it's been a wonderful show. Make it a great week.